Welcome to the White Rabbit Podcast, where we talk about WebXR, that's VR and AR on the web. My name is Jonathan, one of the founders of White Rabbit.
Hi, my name is Florian. I'm the other founder of White Rabbit and a WebXR game developer.
And my name is Darius, intern and WebXR developer at White Rabbit.
Welcome to the White Rabbit Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the potential of AR on the web. So Flo, you've been working with augmented reality on the web for quite a while now. What's the first project you remember doing?
Yeah, so at White Rabbit we had the opportunity to go to a startup event in Stuttgart, Germany.
Yep.
In February of last year. And we thought about what we could bring to this to the convention, and what we got was a stand with certain sized booth. Mm-hmm. And our idea was to do an augmented reality experience on the web that allows for the booth to be virtually recreated with similar same size of the booth, but digitally recreated in the sense that you'd have a completely different visual setting, that it has interaction possibilities, that has animation in it, that has many different interesting things to it. And it was all made possible with ARJS.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first thing. You had used ARJS for the first time, though. You did all of the technical development of the project. So how was that for you?
Yeah, so we put like loads of markers on onto the booth. The booth was totally white and not well lit. That turned out to be a very big problem. But we built like a cardboard version of the booth in 1:1 scale to be able to test this properly, and then put a certain pattern of markers on it. So like markers, how big are they? Like, I don't know what it is in inches, but in centimeters, it's like 20 by 20 centimeters or something like that. And those markers, we stuck, I don't know, 19 or 20 of them onto the booth to be able to somewhat reliably track the booth. It still like was unstable. It was crazy how unstable it was still, but like a single tracker just wasn't enough, because sometimes trackers would be occluded or hidden, or the orientation would just mess up a bit. So I thought we could improve the stability by using more markers. So we tried to track 19 markers, it was not just a stability problem, also a performance issue. Just like it was like some C++ module, Aruko or AR Toolkit compiled to WebAssembly, which then is somehow bundled in ARJS to make it possible to work with 3JS or A-Frame. But can you describe like the process that one of those visitors went through when trying to?
What we had was a piece of paper above the main stall that you could that had a QR code on it, and you could use your phone to scan it. The one of the biggest issues was obviously that iOS didn't work, so we had to figure that out on the go, because we don't have iOS phones.
Yeah.
So only Android was working. So when someone had an Android phone, they could do it, or else we would use our phones to do that. And definitely. One of the biggest issues with that was the QR code generator website had a limit of 25 visitors a day, I think, or something like that.
I think it was way higher. It was like, I don't know, 100 maybe or something, but it still was way too low for the amount of visitors we got on the booth. And we ended up just demoing the website on my phone, because it worked best on my phone. I had like some Google Pixel, and it was the phone I tested for, used with development. It was like a classic works on my machine also, problem.
It also differentiated really phone by phone. So your phone was pretty good, but my phone was horrible with it. Yeah. I have an older Samsung phone.
But at least it worked somewhat in comparison to iPhones, which just like totally didn't load the page correctly.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting experience to like kind of feel like bug fixing at the convention that you deployed at. But it was pretty fun, and I really enjoyed it, and people were curious to see like a booth with, I mean, like all the other companies had all these merchandises, they had like gifts, they had some chocolate or whatever so that they could attract people, and we just had this weird booth with markers on it, and people were like, "What is this?" And a lot of people just came out of curiosity, and we talked about them.
Yeah, I was surprised though how reluctant people were to scan the QR code. Like people just weren't didn't want to scan it. It was like too scary, or they didn't have like a QR code scanner on their phone or something. So it was like really hard to get people. So I guess showing it to people also like overcame the first barrier of like talking to people. Like you just held them their phone and told them, "Hey, this is a digital interactable booth, and you can basically walk around it. Here, take my phone," and then you usually get like some questions back, and you already get it's like an icebreaker, right?
It is definitely a nice baker, and I think everyone is kind of interested in seeing this kind of thing happening digitally
Yeah.
on their phone. And I mean, it's really intriguing. And also, we also had the Oculus Go with us to display Construct Arcade, and people had played some games,
Yeah.
and that was also pretty fun
Yeah, which
to
had
see
other
how people
problems
were.
because it was our first event and we realized that
Yeah.
event internet usually doesn't work as well as you would hope to hope it to.
Yeah, so we had used our phone data to do some of the showing of it, the Oculus Go, which drained up all my data plans. So it was like the beginning of a month, so I was like, oh man.
Darius, did you ever install like an augmented reality app on your phone?
Let me think a second. I thought I had some apps with augmented reality. I don't know which ones.
Maybe the default camera or something. I think the Google Pixel camera has like some AR stickers or something.
Okay.
But me neither. I think I tried like one remote augmented reality car app once, but like I don't know. It's just not worth installing augmented reality apps at the moment. And I think the web really gets around this, what do you say, this barrier. And it's way more frictionless.
So I worked with the HoloLens,
Yeah?
but I think it's the problem of augmented reality on the web is the devices still. So it's okay to look it on your smartphone, but you can it's the functionality is very limited.
You mean from a performance standpoint?
And from the input gestures also.
Ah, I see. Yeah, that could be. I think WebXR is supported. I don't know if on the HoloLens, but definitely on the Magic Leap.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that Fabian Benatou did some stuff with that. I think on most other augmented reality devices, it's not supported, which is really sad. But generally, augmented reality through WebXR is already possible on the headsets. But what you say about the gestures, that could really well be. I don't know about those. Yeah, but I think augmented reality also just has way more value on the phone at the moment because I think the headsets are mostly limited to business applications, right?
Yeah, of course.
But it's interesting, like at university, I remember we did like a lot of experiments with like augmented reality headsets because it was like the cool thing to do. Did you do like a project with a HoloLens before?
Me, I did one at my previous workplace.
Yeah.
It's like it should be like a navigator for augmented reality, so you can choose a room, and then there's a display of a navigation system on the ground which leads you to the destination.
That's cool. That's kind of like what Google Maps now does with the augmented reality navigation thing, where you can, through your phone, see like big arrows in the air where to go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty
Yeah.
cool, yeah. I remember, Florian, you mentioned that augmented reality game we've been working on.
So we had developed an augmented reality game where you have to view with your phone around the room and shoot objects to score goals, basically, to into a target zone. And working with that was pretty interesting in the sense that A-Frame also allows you to do so many things that anyway that you could use, for example, physics, for example, audio. It's just very easy to use, and you can also do the same exact same things that you do in VR scenes in A-frame scenes. What the only in augmented reality scenes, sorry, the only difference is that the background of the object of the whole scene is the background of what your phone records at that moment. So what you do is you use your phone's orientation and the camera and the sensors in the phone to play the game, and you tap to interact with the scene. You could also obviously do a little more complex interactions like swiping. You could do like pinching. You can all do all those things, and it does probably require a lot more work than to do that, because our app was relatively simple since it's not only a tapping, but you can make pretty interesting. You can get pretty interesting results by just using HTML and an A-frame scene. So the project had a menu that was really beautifully designed, and yeah, so I really enjoyed working on that.
And the entire thing was like a sponsored thing for like some other company that basically you played the game, and once you finished, it was like, ta-da, and now you can sign up here for this other company.
Exactly.
So that's how that entire thing paid for itself, I guess.
Yeah, and it was really interesting to work again on an AR project, which we hadn't done in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely open to working on AR things in the future.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to how AR is going to change with wearables and so on, especially on the web. Like, you just have like some web app that's like on the top left of your peripheral, and it shows you the weather at all time or whenever you do a certain gesture. I don't know. There's like so much potential there.
And you can also definitely make an application that is cross-device, so a real XR application that is both VR and AR.
Yeah, which is like the most important advantage of the web just being cross-platform and available everywhere.
Exactly. WebXR has just made so much more possible now.
Exactly. Cool. So let's close the AR topic for today.
All right.
Thank you for listening, and here you guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.